USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Venezuela, where it appears a coup is underway. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. fully supports the people of that nation in their quest for freedom. In a tweet, he notes opposition leader Juan Guaido has begun what he calls Operation Liberty, which urges the Venezuelan people and military to oust President Nicolas Maduro. And gunfire has been heard in the streets of Caracas now for several hours. Tributes are pouring in for the former Indiana U.S. Senator Richard Lugar, who passed away on Sunday at 87, Indiana's Governor Eric Holcomb, sharing some of his thoughts as he laid a wreath in Lugar's honor at a ceremony in Indianapolis.
You'd be hard-pressed to say that there was any greater political leader in Indiana history.
Lugar spent 36 years in the Senate, and this is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
House Democrats are to hold the first hearing today for a Medicare for All bill. The bill seeks to provide coverage for all people living in the United States within 2 years. Republicans and Democrats will both call in witnesses to testify at the hearing about the necessity of or costliness of the new plan. Former Vice President Joe Biden had his first major campaign event yesterday in Pittsburgh and firing back at President Trump over labor unions.
I make no apologies. I am a union man. Period.
Biden also tweeting on Monday that he is sick of President Trump bad-mouthing unions. His comments follow a Trump tweet that said the heads of labor unions, quote, rip off their membership with ridiculously high dues, medical, and other expenses while being paid a fortune. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer scheduled to meet at the White House with President Trump to discuss infrastructure. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The man behind the terror plot in Southern California has now been identified. The Justice Department says Mark Stephen Domingo, a military veteran who converted to Islam and had several specific targets that included Jewish people, churches, and law enforcement. The LAPD and FBI say Domingo received what he believed to be pressure cooker bombs from undercover agents, and he wanted to use nails in the bombs to maximize human casualties. Domingo allegedly said America needs another Vegas event. He is accused of planning the bombings as revenge for the recent attacks on mosques in New Zealand. A Florida judge is sealing the videos that allegedly show New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and other men receiving sex services at a spa in Florida. The judge ruling the videos pose what he calls a serious and imminent threat to the administration of justice. Kraft and 24 other men are accused of soliciting prostitution at that massage parlor in the town of Jupiter on Florida's southeast coast. There's a list of conditions that would allow for the release of the videos. They include when the charges are dropped, when plea deals are reached, or when juries are sworn in each case. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.